Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Cybersecurity, AI and regulation, as well as data centres, are all topics that concern the telecom sector and will doubtless be on the agenda when the boss of Connect Europe addresses key players in the sector in Ireland today. It comes as AI starts to impact entry-level jobs and other white-collar careers in Ireland, and concerns that some of the telecoms kit installed in Europe by Chinese companies may have spyware capacity. Alessandro Gropelli is the Director General of Connect Europe and is sitting in front of me. Good morning. Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Now, give us an example of the type of companies that are members of Connect Europe, because I didn't see many Irish companies in there.
We are a European group, but one of our Irish members is Virgin Media through the Liberty Global Group. These are guys who build the infrastructure of the future. So we're talking 5G, fiber networks, and maybe also submarine cables that connect us to the rest of the world.
Yeah. And is there an issue about Chinese kit in 5G infrastructure, but also other types? For example, Huawei has a love-hate relationship with the European Union.
Well, the Chinese vendors question is a complex one. Of course, for many years, governments brought us to China to sign deals, right, of investment. Now the geopolitical situation has changed. But the first thing I'll tell you is I don't think that we have a proof nowadays that there are problems of spying. Otherwise, we would have taken as telecom operator action. Now, if we want to improve security and if we want to de-risk our networks, that's a worthy objective. The whole question is how you do it, who pays the costs, and how fast do you need to do it, and how deep do you need to go into the network. Not all the parts of the networks carry the same risk. There is the so-called core network, which is the intelligent part. Mm-hmm. You might want to de-risk that. There is a software. You might also want to lead on software. But then there are also parts of the networks that are just plastic and metal. So maybe we
and
don't...
It's easy to change the software, but it's not as easy to change the hardware, especially if it's all over Europe and in tiny little junction boxes.
Correctly. So the whole point is how do we de-risk and what are the mitigation measures? Maybe we don't always need rip and replace. Maybe there are alternative mitigation measures. But the one thing that I would like to say is that already today, whenever we use a vendor, no matter whether it's European or else, we always use it because we trust that we can control that part of the network. Now, cybersecurity challenges are rising, so we need to step up, but we need to do it in a way that doesn't kill the industry.
Now, some European telcos complain often that American big technology companies, whether it's Meta or Google or X, they freeload on the infrastructure that Europeans have paid for, but mostly used for American software companies or social media giants. Is that fair?
So the relationship between telecoms and big tech, it's a complicated one, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a long-term relationship. We are in the same ecosystem.
A forced marriage?
A forced marriage. And sometimes there are moments of love and sometimes there are problems, right? But today, the whole discussion in Brussels is how can we deregulate and simplify regulation on telecoms? Because we are an old industry. So it's 20 plus years that we get rules on top of rules on top of rules. And when we need to compete with big tech companies that are relatively less regulated than us, that stretches a bit the relationship, puts some toxicity in it, if I may. So our point today is let's start by deregulating us. And when there are areas in which we are competing on the same services, then we should have the same rules.
Telecoms investment was down last year and ARPU, as an average revenue per user, was also kind of flat. Does that mean we're using telecoms less?
What it means is that we have created markets that are so competitive that it's very difficult for telecom operators to make money today. So we pushed intentionally prices really down, but also we kept the market really fragmented. Just think that in Europe, we have over 40 telecom operators. Mm-hmm. In the US, you have three or four, depending on how you count them. So one of the big challenges today in Brussels is now, do we consolidate the telecom sector?
As in cross-border mergers?
cross-border mergers, but also in-market mergers when the number of players in a specific market is too big for the size of the market. And that will also create better competition, because when you have four weak telecom operators trying to compete against each other, competition is weak. If you have three telecom operators that are all strong and then compete better with each other, they will do better offers for customers, but they will also invest more. And investment is the key topic nowadays.
And very, very briefly, the Digital Networks Act has come into force. It's around almost a year and a half or 2 years. What score would you give it out of 10?
Let's say 5, because there is a lot to improve. The spirit is clear. How do you build growth in the 2030s and 2040s? It's through networks. Networks are the infrastructure for the 2030s and the 2040s with AI. So we are part of the AI story. We need to invest more in telecom networks.
Grazie, Alessandro, Alessandro Gropelli, the Director General of Connect Europe. Thanks for coming in.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Have you heard of the McComb Group? We're the PVF distributor contractors count on to keep projects moving. For decades, we've helped mechanical, industrial, and utility contractors tackle real-world challenges, providing unmatched expertise and one of the largest inventories of industry-leading products anywhere. And with our own logistics team on the road, your materials arrive when and where you need them. The McComb Group is here to keep you productive and moving forward. Call us today, online at McCombGroup.com. The McComb Group, built to say yes.